$100 copay. The great majority of people hearing this owe much more than $3,000 on their current plan and may not even know it, and they're paying much more in premiums. Why is that? Because they're focusing on the wrong benefits. Copays at the doctor's office. This is the most expensive part of health insurance and adds thousands of dollars to your premiums. My name is Vince Blair, and I help people get great health insurance, save premiums, and do it safely. And I've done it for over 20 years. Go to my website and get my information and call. Go to VinceBlair.com. That's VinceBlair.com.
Do you have a leaky roof or any kind of a roofing problem?
If your roof needs a repair, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
Anytime, anywhere, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal. If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal.
John Beal.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Find out what's hot and happening this Sunday night.
It's the Dennis George Show with Matt Connor
and Julia Eschen.
9 p.m. Sundays here on the big 550 KTRS. Online, KTRS.com.
IHOP's Trick or Treat. All you can eat pancakes are back starting at $4.99. Get stack after stack of those scary delicious buttermilk pancakes every day in October at IHOP.
FM!
And we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
accumulated deeply rooted waste from your colon.
So can you send up? We're about to get Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
Well, hang on, because I just took a big bite of a Butterfinger.
You mean a carrot stick, right?
I mean, if my wife's listening, yeah, I carrot stick and a
celery.
Piece of celery.
That gets in your teeth.
Yeah, and I got some celery in my teeth. That's what it is. Yeah, thank you. Welcome. Good celery to the October 10th edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by Good Feet and the Good Feet stores. And I will tell you that I called Mr. Big at Good Feet today with what I thought was a pretty good idea for Good Feet. Maybe,
hey,
they'll jump on it. We'll find out. First, a round of introductions. Our control board operator is Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are concerned about the future of your investments, right now is a great time to consider a fresh perspective with Mark and Jason.
Right now.
Right now. Do it now. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks, and thank you to some of the listeners that have passed on kind words to me. I appreciate it.
We got the best listeners in the world.
We do.
We do. And we got the best cleavage in any studio, sitting right to my right.
Tina, oh, thanks, Frank.
I thought you were talking.
No, not you guys. Tina Dalpiez, say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Dan Strauss, second best cleavage in the room, and his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Happy birthday to one of our favorite newscasters, Sandy Miller.
Whoa.
It's her birthday today.
What is she, 20?
I think so.
Uh-huh.
No,
maybe 23?
21.
Uh-huh. Happy birthday, Sandy. Even though I'm sure I'm not your cup of tea, I don't blame you. I wouldn't be my cup of tea either if I were you. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
Your horse is hind end.
It's the stupidest thing I've ever heard of.
Really? From him?
Oh, he's got a Christmas present for Sandy Miller.
Oh. Christmas present.
I mean a birthday present. See, if I just say Sandy Miller's name, I
get your mind turned to mush.
slogan for their... Where the what comes first?
Cheese.
Where the cheese comes first.
Stupid.
You know what? If you're going to do stuff that's not funny, just don't do anything. It makes us look bad. It makes us look not funny. Yeah. Idiot. How about Bruce Lindquist and the all-boy orchestra? Yeah. Woo. You guys are the greatest.
Thanks. Not you.
In a moment, we will hear from Bill Cleveland. So today, Steve Cochran has an interview with this French guy who 6 days from now will complete his walk around the world. October 16th, he wraps up an 11-year walk. 47,000 miles. So it was a really good interview. And he was French, but he spoke, his English was very good. And to listen to him talk about literally staying in the home. How many, get a calculator, what is 11 times 365?
Oh, I had that earlier. Wait a minute. I was doing the math. 4,015.
Okay. So he says he stayed in the homes of, so that would be 4,050, that would be how many days he actually walked, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He said he stayed in the homes of 1,600 different people. So when he wasn't in somebody's house, he was in a barn or a couple of jail cells, gymnasiums, just people would find places. And he said that he lived off of the generosity of people around the world, and that Americans, you know, in particular, were very nice. So I'm listening to this story, and he's talking about how many pairs of shoes he went through in 11 years, and I'm thinking, good feet. So I called the Goodfeet people, and I said, go to this website and take a look at what this guy has done, because this guy's going to be doing speaking engagements. He's going to have a book he's already been talked to about. Wouldn't that be the perfect, if you have some sponsors, the Goodfeet stores, for a guy who walked around the world?
Oh, sure.
And they even said, you know, that is, and while I'm talking to them, they're on the phone, they pulled it up, and they go, yeah, we got him right here. And I said, hey, I'm just making a suggestion that you might want to take a look at getting involved somehow in sponsoring this guy's speaking tour or something, the Goodfeet stores. Now, you watch. They'll do it. They'll make a bunch of money. I'll get left out. A local radio guy in St. Louis came up with a suggestion. Either that, or I'm going to get a huge check.
Well, even if you don't get a huge check,
I'm going with A.
Just knowing inside yourself
that it was me.
That it was you.
When I see this guy on TV taking questions about, and it says behind him, Goodfeet, I'll go, I am responsible.
Isn't that better than a big fat check?
You know what, peon? No. But the perfect tie-in. Now, maybe when he walked around the world, maybe he had Goodfeet inserts in his shoes. How do we know? He might have had several different inserts.
Good idea, Frank.
Thank you, Tina.
You're welcome.
I thought it was. Now, you're not going to walk around the world. Now, we do have another guy. Peon's going to try to get a hold of this guy. His mom had emailed me, and I think you also, Peon. He's walking across the United States.
Yes.
Is it around the United States or across the United States?
Just coast to coast, yeah.
Still a pretty good walk.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe we'll get him on here. You're not going to do that. I'm not going to do it. But you walk. You stand. My dad, his whole working life, worked standing on his feet. My dad never had a sit-down job. He wasn't a desk guy. He was a laborer. He stood on concrete. And he had to have those shoes that you'd wear so that, you know, your back wouldn't be killing you for the rest of your life. But he wasn't lucky enough to have Goodfeet inserts, because I don't think there are any Goodfeet stores to this day in Savannah, Tennessee. They don't have any, I don't think. But you do. In fact, we have three here in the St. Louis area. So if you, you know, have been bothered by constant nagging knee aches or hip ache or leg or neck or back or headaches, very possible that pain could be alleviated with the simple addition of a Goodfeet insert, but it has to be the right one, and you're probably not going to find the right insert off the rack somewhere. So stop in. You don't need an appointment. 30, 40 minutes, you're going to know if this is the solution. And if it is, boy, are you going to be happy. And it is for a lot of people. GoodfeetSTLewis.com is the website. The three locations are on Olive, across from TGI Fridays, just west of 270, in South County on Union, across from Macy's, and in Shiloh, Illinois, across from Dearburg, for one-stop pain relief, the Good Feet Stores. The Good Feet Stores. Quick.
Thank you.
That was quick.
Man.
He's something, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And people would say, why did you let Abuse Boy go?
Fast fingers, Ian.
Being quick isn't always a good thing.
No, it's
right, ladies?
Not.
Oh, my goodness.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limpress and the All Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM/PM cab company, 314-652-3456. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Yeah. Hey, Billy.
Hello, Bill.
Hello. Good afternoon, everybody.
How are you today?
You know what? I'm doing pretty good. Nice fall afternoon here in St. Louis. Are you ready for the Cardinals game tonight?
Ready to go. Got my red shirt on.
All right.
That'll do anything.
Well, singer Adele has canceled her U.S. tour because of ongoing vocal cord problems. In fact, they said she was choking so bad people mistook her for the Philadelphia Phillies.
Whoa! Good one.
Oh, choking. All right, among the two most popular Halloween costumes for kids this year are zombies and Snooki. One's a brain-dead, scary ghoul who feasts on the flesh of the living. The other is a zombie.
See that coming.
Yeah. Happy birthday, or I should have had birthday, listen to me. Happy wedding. What do you say when somebody gets married? Happy
congratulations.
Yeah. Sure, congratulations, thank you. Paul McCartney is wed now for the third time. This relationship has one thing his marriage to Heather Mills lacked, a solid prenup. That's the one thing they...
Well, a prenup?
Yeah, his new wife, though, she's an heiress to a huge fortune, so I don't think he has to work with the prenup on this one.
And has two legs.
Yes.
Oh, goodness.
Well, she does.
Boy, he must love being married, though. Doesn't he jump right quick into... Who doesn't?
What's
wrong with
you? You act like you're saying something everybody didn't know. Who doesn't love being married? What's the matter with you?
I can't even
imagine being unattached and out there and available.
That's crazy talk, Frank.
It sure is. I'm with Paul McCartney on this.
I didn't even think about that.
I'm single, unattached, and available.
Yeah, look how miserable you are.
Yeah.
Indeed. Okay, and finally this afternoon.
This is the big one.
Getting to do whatever you want all the time, Bill.
Yeah.
Isn't that horrible?
Yeah.
Awful. Just awful. Well, women in Saudi Arabia are finally being given the right to vote.
Starting in
2015, women there will have the right to go to the polls, fill out a ballot, and vote for whoever their husband tells them to.
Whoa!
Wow.
It's a rough place over there in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
Bill Cleveland's segment is brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the official AM in the PM cab company. And from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, thank you, Bill.
Bye-bye.
There goes Bill. Check this email. Dear Frank, could you ask your listeners if there's anywhere in town to find the famous bar, French Onion Soup?
Oh, boy, that was good.
I do not know where to go to get my onion soup fix that's apparently left over from years ago. Then this Cindy, thank you for the email, mentions a couple of places that claim to have the same, but she says no. And I'm not going to mention the two places because it would be in a negative light, because I'd be saying their soup's not as good. Mm-hmm. But she said it's not even close. I can't make it myself. It stinks up the house so bad I can't stand to eat it. That's like broccoli or liver. Please help me. Signed, Cindy. Well, Cindy, if anybody listening knows where to get the French onion soup that's made, and I do remember going to Famous Bar and eating that French onion.
Oh, I did too. Oh, it was
and
the
I
best.
Wonder what it was that made it so good. Because I've had a lot of good French onion soup. Yeah, but I've had
cheese.
Maybe that's right, Rad Boy. Maybe it was the combination of a couple of cheeses, or I've had French onion soup that's too dark. It's like almost black.
And some of them don't even put that melted cheese.
No,
on it.
And then I've had it like watery and too much soaked crouton bread or something.
Yeah.
So if anybody knows for Cindy. And this is how we make Cindy keep listening. Cindy, keep listening, because somebody might know. And you know somebody has the recipe.
There used to be a place, but it's not open anymore, downtown.
called.
But it was Papa Faberge's.
No, she mentions that.
Yeah, but it's not open anymore. It used to be in the Macy's downtown,
and
but
that,
it's and closed.
That's what she said. She said, since Papa Faberge's closed, she says, I don't know where to go. And then she mentions a place on Del Mar that claims to have it. She says, not even closed. So, Cindy, we're on it.
It always looks good, but I cannot stand onions, so I just can't eat it.
Oh,
I mean,
boy,
it always that,
they
love that onion. Charred cheese on top always looks delicious.
Oh, man, I love onions.
Charred cheese.
My wife hates onions.
Well, it is. They char it.
My wife hates onions. My mother-in-law and I, we can eat onions on everything.
Oh, so bitter.
All right, so Saturday, I'm with a friend of mine in a cigar store, again, at Lake of the Ozarks. Bought a, it's called The Edge by Rocky Patel. Good cigar. He gets a cigar. They have a lounge, couple big chairs, TV, ashtrays. We sit there puffing away on our cigars, and in walks a guy in his late 20s. And so we strike up a conversation. And I mentioned earlier when we started the show that somebody in the, Washington needs to address the lazy crowd in this country, the people who aren't working because they don't want to work, and stop making it seem like that everybody who's unemployed is really trying to find work, and they don't want to be unemployed, and they don't want assistance. Yeah, BS. There are too many people who we never address, and they're just lazy. So I start asking this guy, do you live around here? He said, I've lived here at the lake now for, he said, about 5 years. And I said, do you mind if I ask what you do? He said, nothing. And I said, wow. That must be nice, because I thought he was a trust fund kid or, you know. So he said, yeah, I'm on disability. Now, I looked at him, and I saw him walk in. He's smoking a cigar, so he's obviously not got a lung disease. He's not crippled. I said, do you mind if I ask what your disability is? You look fine. And the way he said it, and even my buddy agreed, it was kind of like, yeah, I'm working the system. He had that kind of attitude. He said, yeah, I'm schizophrenic. And I said, well, are you on medication, I'm guessing? He said, oh, yeah. They want to see that you're on medication. I could get off of it. I've been off of it before. But then he basically just said, I like getting that check. And he didn't want to work. And I just wanted to go, you know what? You are part of what's really screwed up about this country. Go get a job. But no, he wasn't interested in that. And look, I'm not... Maybe the guy is severely schizophrenic, but it would have been one thing if he had said, boy, I wish I could work, but unfortunately, I've got this guy. No, he didn't have that attitude. It was more of the...
thank goodness I have this, so I don't have
to
do
anything.
I
get paid to do nothing.
You know, listen, I'll just tell you something. Within the last, I guess 2 years ago, I offered a job to somebody, and it was to work here. And they made it very, very clear it would be minimal work, because at a certain point they'd lose that check, and they'd really rather do nothing and get that check than get back into the radio business. So they're out there, and somebody needs to address those people. The people my dad used to talk about when he'd come home from the grocery store and it just frosted him that somebody in front of him with food stamps bought a great big porterhouse steak, and we're eating hamburgers with hamburger helper in them, trying to extend the meat because my dad, you know, was making $50 a week. So I'll vote for whoever wants to get up and have a specific message directed to the lazy people in the world who don't want to work, because they are out there. On Saturday morning, we usually turn on CMT, Country Music Television, because they run down the top 20 country music videos. There's pretty good videos on there. I like country music. But I got to thinking about something, and it's kind of the same thing we said about baseball. You know, it's the only sport where the manager or the coach, in this case manager, wears the outfit you'd wear if you're going to play the game. And it's really not necessary. Country music, think about it, to sing, you're wearing a hat you would wear to rope cattle.
Right.
A cowboy hat was designed to shed water out on the range.
Right.
If you really think about it, it's kind of stupid.
Yeah.
That a guy is singing, huh?
It's a fashion song.
Right, and they know.
Yeah, but you're wearing a hat to sing a song.
They got to play the role,
though. That symbolizes a job you've never had.
They got to play the role for that crowd.
Now, a manager wears, in baseball, a manager wears the uniform because at one point, they were also they could also play.
Was that 100 years ago?
No, actually, the
Pete Rose
Pete
was a
Rose
player did. Manager.
He was a player manager.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, in that case, I could see him wearing it, but I don't. I still don't get.
Yeah, I think it's kind of silly too.
And when you see a manager who's like 300 pounds, great big fat, he's not going to be jumping out there playing.
No,
but it is what it is. I got the cowboy hat thing for the first time ever. Just it's like I just realized you're wearing the hat you need to wear out on the range on your horse to keep the sun off of you and keep the rain deflected and. You're on stage singing a song with that hat. And some of the new country people, they got, you know, like cowboy hats, too. So it's all over the place. I'm going to do one of my, and this is free. There's no charge for this. As you know, I sort of have made a lifelong study of advertising and wasting advertising dollars. And I hate seeing ad dollars wasted. So I'm going to, not by name, but you may know who you are when I mention this billboard. And I say to you, you can stop wasting your money now. I'm coming in on 70 this morning, Interstate 70, out around, I don't know, Wright City or somewhere. And I see a billboard, and it's a picture of a ring, an engagement ring, a big solitary diamond, and it says, size does matter. And for the life of me, I can't read the name of the jeweler. It's so tiny. You know, the whole billboard is a big ring, and I never once saw the name of the jeweler. You've just wasted all your billboard money. I don't know who you are. So I assume you're a St. Louis jeweler. Maybe you need to spend your money more wisely when you're advertising. Like, hey, spend it here, because nobody's going to see your name on that billboard. And speaking of that, what is it with women? When somebody gets engaged, it's the same scenario. They run in and go, oh, yeah, Jim and I went out last night, and oh, it was really nothing special until he proposed. Oh, and they all scream. And then she holds her hand out and moves it around, and no matter how tiny the diamond is, they all act like it's Liz Taylor, it's the Hope Diamond or something. Tina, what is that about? What is the big deal? What is that with women that they go crazy?
I don't know.
Not once has any woman ever said, that's it? That's the ring he gave you?
That's a piece of crap.
Get rid of this guy.
Everybody gets married anyway, but I think it's just you're happy for the person.
No.
Because
the truth is
so
they hate you and they're jealous of you. And they act happy. It's like in the end of the Miss America pageant where they hug and they act like they're happy. They hate that girl. She beat them.
No.
Oh, yeah, sure they do. No. Of course they do. So we got a story in the news this morning and over the weekend about three masked gunmen. They break into this woman's house in the St. Louis area somewhere just before 2 in the morning. And then it said they got away. They're on the loose and they're looking for them. And this is the part that gets me. They said one of them had an AK-47. You know what? Every gun now that anybody sees that's a long gun, they say it's an AK-47. They've learned that term. How would this woman, I'm betting, she wouldn't know an AK-47 from an AR-15 from a shotgun, probably. And I love it when I see that AK-47. And for a while it was 9mm. Well, I think you had a 9mm. Really? You could tell quickly that it was a 9mm, so maybe it was an AK-47, maybe it wasn't. And then just one quick comment about today. Is there a more ridiculous holiday than Columbus Day?
Really? No.
I mean, seriously. If you're off today, then I can see why you love Columbus Day.
Oh, yeah.
But let's take you out of the equation. To the rest of us, this is the dumbest holiday we have. Nobody can tell you anything about Christopher Columbus except that he discovered America, and he didn't even do that. That's not even true now. It was Amerigo Vespucci or whatever. Columbus got lost and thought he was in India. It was an accident.
And there was a whole group of people already here.
Yeah. So
I saw a great picture online that said, let's celebrate Columbus Day by walking into someone's house and telling them we live here now.
I do not get this holiday at all, but hey, to those of you who are off today, good for
congrats.
You. I'd take it too if I could get it.
And the Blues played an afternoon game today. They had a 1 o'clock
like a holiday
game.
Kind of deal.
They play
well,
on Columbus
people can
Day.
Go. People who don't work, all those federal and... I pulled in the First Community Credit Union. I felt like an idiot today. I pull up, I park. I thought, man, there's a lot of parking. I get out and it...
Wah, 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 wah,
closed. I didn't even realize
yeah,
it was
the term
Day.
Discovery shouldn't be used if somebody's already here. I mean, you didn't discover anything.
These when you pull up in the boat and you're greeted by people, they beat you there.
Hey, welcome to...
you need to take his day away and give it to somebody who did something.
You bet. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
And two friends request the same joke this past week separately. So, meant to be, I guess. I don't know if it's been a year, but we'll do it anyway. A boy about 11 years old walks in on his parents. And they're, you know, they're going at it. They're going at it.
They fighting?
No, they're having sex.
Doing it?
And he just, he just stands there and he says, what, Dad, what in the world? He said, son, you should have knocked. Your mom and I are, we're making love, son. He goes, oh, my God, I can't believe. And the kid just starts to kind of go crazy. And his dad said, oh, come on, boy. It's life. It's natural. And he kind of laughs it off. And he says, well, Dad, you don't have to laugh at me. And he says, well, I'm not really laughing at you. I find it funny that at 11, you think this is that big a deal. I don't mean to laugh at you, son, but it is what it is, you know? It's life. I close the door. He closes the door and he leaves. And about three nights later, Dad's walking down the hall, and he walks by Grandma's room. Because Grandma lives with them. And he hears moaning and shrieking and banging and thumping. And he opens the door, and there's his 11-year-old son doing it with Grandma. And the dad says, good night, Tommy. What in the world? And the kid looks up and says, yeah, not so funny when it's your mother, is it?
Traffic sponsored by John Beale Roofing, and here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oaklandine Airborne traffic. Hello, Tim.
Hey, good afternoon, Tina. Well, we just flew over Highway 40 in Clayton Skinker. On the ramp from westbound 40 to Clayton Skinker, you've got a stalled vehicle that's blocking the left center lane, and you're starting to get a bit of a backup on that ramp. Westbound 40 is slow, though, from the Science Center through McCausland, and then it's heavy from 270 through Mason. After that, a pretty good run out to the Boone Bridge. Southbound 270, just a little slow right around Olive. And then from approaching Manchester down through Doherty Ferry, you'll find it sluggish there also. Now, we do have traffic lights that are out on eastbound 67, or I should say 67, on the Illinois side of the Clark Bridge in Alton. Police are out there directing traffic, but traffic eastbound is backed up all the way to Highway 94. Now, on eastbound 70, you're slow midway between Grand and Salisbury through 10th Street on eastbound eastbound 270, that's slowing midway between McDonald and Lindbergh through New Florissant. And then eastbound 5570 downtown, you're slow from the Kingbridge split to Highway 64. And this traffic report is brought to you by 1-800-SAFE-AUTO. SAFE-AUTO is always looking for ways to encourage uninsured drivers to call for their affordable state minimum coverage. Don't be one of those uninsured drivers. Pick up the phone, call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO. State minimum coverage, maximum savings. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Mizzou Tigers are here on KTRS. Hi, I'm Mike Kelly, the voice of the Tigers. Homecoming began at Mizzou. It returns to Columbia this weekend as the Tigers take on Iowa State. Join us at Furrow Field in Columbia and right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Pre-game begins at 1 p.m. this Saturday. Get every pass, every play right here on your home of the Missouri Tigers, the Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou.
Mortgage rates have plummeted to an all-time history-making low. And Golden Oak announces a lower fixed mortgage of 3.25%. 3.25% fixed.
This is Bob Ellman, president of Golden Oak Lending. Folks, we have never, ever seen mortgage rates this low. This is lower than the 1950s. Take advantage now. If you're still paying in the fives or sixes, you need to refinance immediately and lower your monthly payment.
Call Golden Oak today and claim your 3.25%. Beat the rush. Millions of dollars will be refinanced by Golden Oak Lending. Call 314-567-GOLD. That's 567-4653.
I urge you to seize this opportunity.
Get a 3.25 fixed mortgage today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
15-year fixed rate, APR 3.625 with qualified credit. Call 314-567-GOLD or visit goldenoaklending.com.
Attention, if you or a loved one has an all-metal hip replacement implant and suffer from pain, swelling, difficulty moving or walking, you may be eligible to receive monetary compensation for your pain and suffering. The FDA recently recalled the all-metal ASR XL acetabular hip replacement system and DePuy ASR hip resurfacing system due to overwhelming reports of device failure. Serious medical complaints range from loosening of implants, bone fractures around the implant, and ball and socket dislocations. DePuy Orthopedics, a division of Johnson & Johnson, has recalled 93,000 metal-on-metal hip implants. If you have an all-metal hip replacement implant, call the Flood Law Group now at 800-407-8416 or visit defectivehip.org. That's defectivehip.org. If you have an all-metal hip replacement and suffer from pain, swelling, difficulty moving or walking, you need to contact the Flood Law Group today at 1-800-407-8416. That's 800-407-8416. Call now, 1-800-407-8416.
A fourth generation is working at Byerly RV. Hello, this is Russ Patton. You remember the 9-year-old kid who hit his first home run? Well, his name is Warren, and he'll rent you a motorhome or travel trailer so you can enjoy a family RV adventure. And if you already own an RV, you know that Byerly's parts store is the only place to come when you really need something. My father coined the phrase, have it, can get it, or it ain't, to describe the dedication of our parts people. There's Fast Talking Steve, Laid Back Jay, Detailed Donna, Pastor Pete, and Laughing Dave. A whole crew dedicated to serve your needs.
For the rest of your life.
Byerly Trailer.
For the rest of your life.
Byerly Trailer.
Rediscover your family. Show them you care.
For the rest of your life.
You gotta be there.
Check us out at ByerlyRV.com. Eureka, Missouri.
Mortgages should be illegal because you're getting robbed every month. For example, if you have a typical $200,000 30-year mortgage, you're going to end up paying over $400,000 after interest. That's almost a quarter of $1 million that you could be putting into your pocket instead of the bank's. I want to send you a powerful free CD to show you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My proven system can eliminate your mortgage and all your other debts using just the money you already make. That's right, no credit card debt, no car payment, no mortgage. It's easy, it works.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
Stop getting robbed of your money and your future. Call now and I'll rush you a free CD today. Call 1-800-600-5460 for your free CD. Call 1-800-600-5460. That's 1-800-600-5460.
Thanks again for the generous donation.
Oh, don't mention it. When I heard from Katie, who read Kevin's blog that sent everyone to a fan page because of a tweet Bobby shared about the newsletter you sent him in an email, well, I just had to help out.
Start your own word-of-mouth campaign by combining Constant Contact email marketing with social media and spread your message to potential donors like never before. Get started today at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact plans are as low as $15 a month and now come with a money-back guarantee.
Welcome to the Regulation Rodeo, where Missourians try and hang on to their jobs.
The last thing we need is EPA regulation that would slam Missouri families and businesses with higher energy costs, bucking even more of us from good-paying jobs. The U.S. House of Representatives has done its part. Now it's time for President Obama to tell his EPA to hold their horses. Visit EnergyForMissouriJobs.org to learn what you can do to protect your job. Paid for by Energy for Missouri Jobs.
Window World Windows offers $189 windows. And if you need another reason to pull the trigger on new windows, 0% financing from Window World Windows. 0% no interest financing through 2013 with approved credit. Window World Windows will give you 0% financing financing on the windows, siding, blown-in insulation, and or entry doors. Window World Windows, 314-993-1800. It comes with a good housekeeping seal of approval. 314-993-1800, 0% financing at windowworldstlouis.com.
We got to get scooting along here. We're a little behind schedule today, so let's get her done, as Larry the Cable Guy would say. We'll pick up the pace a little bit. We're going to throw it to Southern California and Mike Evans, brought to you by Thompson Price. Kitchens, baths, home, thompsonprice.com. Remember, not associated or affiliated with any other kitchen, bathroom, remodeling company. thompsonprice.com. Give it up for Mike Evans.
Give it up. Very pleasant, good day. Well, the Rams did not lose Sunday.
No, hey. They didn't play, though.
Oh, yeah. I know. That's why they didn't lose.
See, that was humor, Peon.
Peon, try to catch on. Try to keep up with the pace of the report and the show.
You know, Mike,
okay?
Sometimes your humor is at such a level that amateurs just, they can't follow.
Yeah,
exactly.
They can't follow.
Exactly. Pacquiao's question, how many live concerts has Elton John done in his career?
Wow.
3,000? 4,000, 5,000. I'll tell you the whole story about it in just a minute. Since we last spoke, a couple of rest in peace. First, 82-year-old Al Davis, the owner of the Raiders. It was this Al Davis was an egotistical genius. We'll call it, I'm going to take the high road. Certainly had lots more to do with the NFL than almost any single other person. But I'll tell you what, having dealt with him here in Los Angeles for years when the Raiders were here, not a very pleasant person around the media. In fact, he hated the media. And Arista Records died over the weekend. Clive Davis's label that gave us Barry Manilow, Santana, Whitney Houston, and so many other big stars, fired everybody Friday afternoon, closed their doors.
Wow.
Arista Records, 36 years old, bad management the last 18 months, were losing a lot of money, so they just shut the doors.
Wow.
Conrad Murray News, according to Conrad Murray, the doctor, Michael Jackson knew a lot more about propofol than the doctor did. Michael Jackson used propofol for the first time 6 years before he ever met Dr. Conrad Murray. First time he used it, a German doctor introduced him to propofol.
One of the news stations today played, and I don't know what the recording was, but it was Michael Jackson talking about Murray.
Yeah.
And I'm not kidding. He sounded pretty much like I sound. That little baby thing, once again, was gone. He wasn't, I guess he forgot to put on his little baby voice.
He's too high, that's why.
Wow.
The ambulance driver and Murray's testimony don't match. Michael's security and the ambulance driver's testimony don't match. Michael's assistant and Murray's testimony don't match.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot said about this when the defense gets the case. TV movie review, 5. The Lifetime on Lifetime Network tonight is about 5 separate stories about 5 women facing breast cancer, the horrible disease that affects 1 in every 8 women. I'll tell you what, this is hard to watch. It is so sad. But it is 4 stars. They did a great job in the presentation. This is October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Odds and ends. Sad story. We heard about a month and a half ago that Billy Bob Thornton's daughter, Amanda, was convicted of manslaughter of killing her 1-year-old goddaughter by bashing her head in.
Whoa, I didn't hear this.
Last Friday afternoon, Billy Bob Thornton's daughter, Amanda, was sentenced to 20 years in prison.
Oh, man.
Courtney Love and daughter Frances Bean?
No.
Are still estranged. Haven't spoken to each other in over a year.
Well, I sure hate that.
That's sad. You gonna be okay, Frank?
I'll be all right.
All right, Dan. All right, Dan.
No.
Anyway.
No.
Bill Clinton says he likes to save the taxpayers' money wherever he can. So when Bill Clinton flies, one of his Secret Service flies first class right along next to him, right next to him. But the other 3 Secret Service fly coach. He says it just saves a little money for everybody.
Well, how do you determine who the guy is that gets...
They rotate.
Okay.
They rotate them. I think it's kind of cool. I like Bill Clinton.
Well, I think a lot of people like him, and the Secret Service love him.
Yeah, good guy. Looks like Justin Timberlake will star in John Grisham's Time to Kill on Broadway.
Oh, my goodness.
No, Justin Timberlake's talented, dude.
I know, but I just don't see that as a Broadway play, but why not? Once you've seen Samuel Jackson do the movie, it's going to be tough to come close, I think.
Well, Matthew McConaughey was great in that movie.
Yeah.
By the way, Samuel Jackson, a buddy of mine saw him. He plays Martin Luther King the night before he dies. He talks to a maid at the motel that he stayed at. The maid came in to clean his room, and she sat down and talked to him for an hour, and that is now a play on Broadway starring Samuel Jackson as Martin Luther King. I hear is fabulous.
Oh, I bet it'd be great.
Yeah, they had a segment about Samuel on CBS Sunday Morning.
Actor.
It was really good.
Really?
Yeah.
And finally.
Why doesn't Sidney Poitier do anything anymore, I wonder?
I don't know. He's sort of a bitter old man.
Yeah, seems to be.
I'll have a drink of wine. Do you mind?
Go ahead.
Oh. You might want to clean up after yourself. Clean yourself off.
How many live concerts has Elton John done in his career? 3,000, 4,000, or 5,000?
Wow. Tina.
5.
I'll go 5.
3.
I'm going to go 3 for some reason.
In Las Vegas this past week, and Elton John had this huge cake brought in backstage, and he talked to all of his staff, and he was proud to announce that his very first live concert was March 25th, 1970, on his 23rd birthday, that he has kept a journal and kept mementos from every live concert he had ever done, and he was proud to announce to everybody that he had just done his 3,000th career.
Told you
about it. I'm not giving
him. We're geniuses. Let's see, who are the two geniuses in the room?
Oh.
I believe Piano's at
the You and I. Right?
Oh, that's right. I forgot. Oh. Yeah.
Well,
how about you two losers? What did you say, 5,000?
Yeah, we don't care. We're in music. We don't
Idiots.
Care.
Yeah, you're the music people.
That's right.
How many concerts have you guys done? Have you hit 3?
4,000.
Oh.
Yeah.
How's that going,
bunch.
By the way? Pretty well?
Yeah.
They're available. What's that? Give them a page to go to if they want to hire the band.
Henry's Humans, and it's on Facebook.
Okay, Henry's Humans. They're available.
Yes, we are.
They have some open dates. You still have some open dates?
Yes, we do. We have a we have a big Halloween party coming up at the end of October.
Where's that going to be?
Forestdale.
Yeah.
Forestdale.
Forestdale.
A listener.
I know where that is. Well, good for the listener. Good for you. American Equity Mortgage. AmericanEquity.com is the website. And the phone number, 314. A lot of numbers have that 314 in them in St. Louis. There are even some phone numbers that have similar, the last four could be the same or similar, but that 878, that's the key, 314-878-9999. That way, you know you've gone to the right place. You know, for a while, the people that did these commercials for these mortgage companies, they tried to give the impression, they sort of overhyped how low the rates were. We may never see rates this low again, and then they got lower. We may never see rates this low again, and then they got lower. Well, guess what? They're so low now, I don't think you are ever going to see rates lower than they are now. Now, the key is, how long are they going to last? What difference does it make? Why would you wait to refinance when they are in the ditch, they're so low? Because what's going to happen with some people, they're going to find themselves wishing they had done it today or this week as they start to crawl back up. And they will eventually. I'm not going to sit here and act like it's going to be tomorrow. But what's the point in waiting? Go to the American Equity Mortgage folks online or call them and say, listen, I want to refinance. I want to do 15 years instead of 30, or I just want to get a lower rate, or I want to borrow money on the equity in my house, home equity loan or bill consolidation loan. This absolutely is the best time in, I guess, my lifetime. Because they're talking 50, 60 years since rates have been this low. 314-878-9999, American Equity Mortgage.
With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
Thanks a lot, Tina. Well, things have thinned out downtown, except for eastbound 70. That's just a little bit slow now between Salisbury and 10th Street. After that, everything is rolling up to the Poplar Street Bridge. Now, they have fixed and repaired those lights on Highway 67 on the Illinois end of the Clark Bridge, but traffic is solidly jammed from Highway 94 all the way into Alton. Westbound 70, that's thinned out. You look good that way. We still have some slow traffic a little bit south of Manchester down through Doherty Ferry on southbound 270 and westbound 40. A little hiccup slowdown between Hampton and McCausland and 270 through Mason. This traffic report is brought to you by Filtrete Air. Filtrete filters remind you to change your air filter. A new filter will trap particles like dust, bacteria, and pollen. There are filters, and then there are Filtrete filters. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
He's a mine called FM Roofing.
Oh, no.
What?
I just got the power bill. It's way too high.
Great.
I wish we would have gotten new windows before winter hit.
Yeah, you mean back when FM Exteriors had the special on window installation for just $99?
Yep.
Don't let this be you in a few months. Now is the perfect time to improve the energy efficiency of your home. FM Exteriors, your local roofing experts, installs windows, and FM's low prices and awesome lifetime warranty are hard to beat. Right now, FM Exteriors is offering window installation for your entire home for just $99. Whether you're remodeling, renovating, or building a new home, FM's custom-made windows provide energy savings and reduced maintenance. Call FM Exteriors today. In Missouri, call 314-632-6723. And in Illinois, the number is 618-628-1984. Or go to fmroofingexteriors.com.
Peace of mind, call FM Roofing.
Some prefer cremation, and others traditional burial. It's a matter of personal preference, a family choice. Schrader Funeral Home and Crematory can help you plan a service that's right for you. Their pre-planning specialists can help you make arrangements just the way you want it. Visit Schrader.com to learn more.
Hey, boys and girls, Hadley here for Ami's Italian Restaurant. You know Ami's Italian Restaurant. Pizza is their claim to fame, although I gotta be honest with you, I love the fish, I love the signature salads, I love everything about Ami's. When it comes to the pizza, how about the St. Louis-style thin crust. Ami's New York-style, the giant family-size 19-inch Manhattan. Are you kidding me? Ami's spectacular Chicago-style deep-dish pizza. Three locations. Find one near you. Ami'sPizza.com. That's A-M-I-S pizza.com.
Ami's. Oh, yeah.
That guy talks funny. Who was that?